Welcome to the Getting Started with Knowledge Management Knowledge Overview course. This course will prepare you to take the Basic Knowledge Badge test. When you finish this module, you'll be able to describe knowledge management, understand how knowledge benefits you, search the knowledge database, explain metadata and how it impacts article findability, differentiate between content types, evaluate content for accuracy, submit a hashtag KB feedback. So what is knowledge management? Gartner, a leading information technology research and advisory company, says knowledge management is a business process that formalizes the management and use of an enterprise's intellectual assets. Knowledge management promotes a collaborative and integrative approach to the creation, capture, organization, access, and use of information assets, including the tacit, uncaptured knowledge of people. In essence, knowledge management is about the capture and documentation of information and its dissemination and reuse within an organization. So how does knowledge benefit you? You as an agent use knowledge to help resolve cases and increase your understanding of products and processes, and to make it easier for customers to find answers on their own by creating high-quality, reusable content. Knowledge also saves you time by making it easy to find relevant information. It enables faster decision-making through reuse of existing knowledge and expertise. It promotes widespread communication of important information. It makes knowledge gems broadly available and encourages further innovation. And finally, it prevents duplication of effort by leveraging standardized processes. So now that you know what knowledge is, let's talk about what you can do with knowledge. As an agent, you'll use knowledge in three different ways. You can search and view all of the content in the knowledge base. The knowledge base is your one-stop shop for different types of content, including knowledge base articles and documentation, as well as content that is being pulled from other Salesforce repositories, such as ideas, known issues, answers, the App Exchange, and the developer forums. You'll learn more about all of this content and how it relates to you in the next slides. You can share customer-facing content by attaching it to cases. This will help you close cases faster. And you can help improve the knowledge base by recommending changes to articles and documentation. As we just discussed, knowledge articles are stored in the knowledge base. We also covered how it holds different types of content, including knowledge base articles, internal procedure articles, documentation, ideas, answers, known issues, and more. Access the knowledge base from the Agent Search tab in the Unified Agent Console, or by selecting the Agent Search tab in the Sales app. From Agent Search, enter a search term or phrase, and filter by selecting criteria, including type, language, product feature, and known issues or ideas. The active filters are listed above the search results. Articles that match your search criteria appear below. Icons to the left of the results indicate the article type. Click a content icon located under the search bar to filter by content type. You'll notice that selecting a different content type changes the filters available on the left. One last thing, always access knowledge through the Agent Search tab or from the Knowledge panel in your case in the Unified Agent Console. Content in the Knowledge tab is not current. You can also search in the Help and Training portal. Customers have the same search capabilities as you do from the UAC. Customers can take full advantage of predictive search, which shows them in real time popular searches using the keywords or phrases they've entered so far. Once they've done their search, they'll have access to most of the same filters that are available in the UAC, with the exception of internal procedure articles and other internal articles. If your customers are looking for more information on how to search, direct them to the How to Search in Help video. You'll find a link to this video in the Resources tab. When you search for a document in the knowledge base, the search engine uses metadata or tags to find articles based on the keywords you enter and the search criteria you select. These tags are added to an article during creation to ensure that they are easy to find. The article creator selects tags from predefined categories that relate to the types of article they created, including the intent, the product, audience, and business priorities. Using predefined criteria keeps the metadata consistent across content. Metadata is also used to set the article properties that appear when you click the Properties button on the article, including the releases the article reflects and the product features it covers. There are two ways to search knowledge. One is by using an open text search. Enter search criteria and choose from the results. Another way to search is to use the metadata. Select or deselect options to refine your search results. The Salesforce resources available to you in the knowledge base are called content types. You'll see them when you search, and you can filter your search by each type of content. Knowledge base articles are small vignettes of information meant to fill gaps in product information and cover edge cases or special scenarios involving a specific product. You can attach knowledge base articles to cases to resolve customer issues. Documentation is comprised of product overviews and can also be attached to cases to assist customers. The Ideas Exchange is a forum where customers can request and vote on features and functionality that they would like to see in Salesforce. The Ideas Exchange is a great resource to direct customers to if they ask about a feature we don't currently have. Answers is where the Salesforce community supports each other by answering questions. In addition to Salesforce users, community moderators answer customer questions, make unanswered questions more visible, and mark the best answer to questions. The Known Issues repository contains publicly known issues with the Salesforce product. This is where your customer can find official statements on known issues and timelines for their resolution. Known issues can also be attached to cases. Go to the App Exchange to explore Salesforce apps and third-party apps that can integrate with Salesforce. Information about apps from the App Exchange can also be attached to cases. This is handy when helping your customers troubleshoot their apps. The Developer Forums house all of the official product knowledge for Salesforce developers, including information on VisualForce and code troubleshooting. Content from the Developer Forums can also be attached to cases and is helpful when the customer needs assistance with code. You'll see these resources come up again when we talk about search methods. However, in this training, we'll primarily focus on knowledge-based articles. Article types are different types of content used by teams across Salesforce for different purposes. These include internal procedure and knowledge-based articles. These two article types are what you'll use and create most often in support. Quick starts aren't actively maintained, but contain information to help customers get up and running. Revenue operations and sales policy article types are used by other groups within Salesforce, so you should avoid using those. And finally, walkthroughs are in the process of being redesigned, but are intended to guide a customer through a process, like creating workflows. The article type you choose also determines where you'll see the content within the Salesforce UI. Now, let's take a closer look at knowledge-based articles and internal procedure articles. So, what is a knowledge-based article? Knowledge-based articles are small vignettes of information that fill gaps in documentation, like describing edge cases, error messages, and deep dives of product functionality. Any success agent can draft a knowledge-based article and submit it for a review, and the article can be for an internal or an external audience. Internal refers to information that customers should not see, such as legal or security policies, or internal tool names, and therefore should be labeled internal with a colon before the title. External-facing articles don't need to include an audience designation in the title. To ensure you're using the correct article type, please refer to the Article Types document listed in the Resources tab. An internal procedure article is created for internal Salesforce employees only. It usually contains details about a specific or official process policy, such as a case management or support process. Most success agents won't create internal procedure articles. These articles are created and maintained by the Global Customer Success Center's program management team. Requests for updates to internal procedure articles can be suggested by using the Process Change Request Requirements form. Some agents in delivery partner organizations may not have access to this form. However, they can raise an update request with their manager, who can validate the request and then complete the form. Internal procedure articles must include the word internal with a colon before the title to remind users that these are never to be shared with customers. Internal procedure articles may be related to a particular skill group, and if so, the skill group name should be included in the title after the word internal. For example, you may see internal colon config colon, and then the article title. And remember, an internal procedure article isn't only intended for the skill group listed on it. It may be relevant and useful to other skill groups too. Sometimes, when you search the knowledge base for an article on a topic or review an article or a document that appears in the knowledge panel next to your case detail, you'll find something that almost works. I say almost because the article you're looking at maybe just needs an update to make it more technically accurate or could be a little more clear. Maybe it could benefit from a bit more detail, be easier to read, or could even be combined with another similar article. You may also notice that additional or different tags would make the article easier to find. In these cases, you would submit what we call a KB feedback on the existing article. A KB feedback allows knowledge users to submit update requests to existing articles and documentation to improve their quality and value to the knowledge base. The knowledge team relies on you and your fellow knowledge users to keep the knowledge base up to date, concise, and accurate. KB feedback is an invaluable feature and a meaningful way for you to contribute. You'll see and write KB feedback as a hashtag, all one word. This is because it's a tag that alerts article and document owners that a suggestion has been made to improve their content. As an agent, you can provide feedback on two of the article types we talked about earlier, knowledge base articles and documentation. While support does not write documentation, you can submit a KB feedback if you find a mistake. Feedback on documentation takes longer to process. Let's take a look at how to provide a KB feedback. Before you submit a change request to an article or a document, talk to a subject matter expert to see if the update is needed or to see if the change has already been documented elsewhere. Then, on the article or document, click Show Feed and add your suggestions to a new comment in the chatter feed. Include the KB feedback hashtag. Be sure your description is as detailed as possible by including all of the specific information around the issue and your requested modifications. If the article should be tagged more clearly, provide the exact tags it should include. If your feedback is directly related to a case, be sure to include the case number. Include the exact wording of your proposed change. And finally, @mention the knowledge champion and/or the knowledge curator for your skill group, region, or delivery partner. You can find a link to the Knowledge Champion Master List in the Resources tab. Please refer to it when submitting a KB feedback to ensure your request is routed to the correct person. You'll learn more about knowledge champions and knowledge curators in the next module. If you forget these steps, there is, of course, an article to remind you. You can find a link to it in the Resources tab or by searching for it in the Knowledge database. You can attach knowledge content to cases to help customers better understand their issue or to deflect future cases. Search the knowledge base right from your case record by expanding the search panel on the right-hand side of your screen. Content will populate based upon keywords in your case or by text you enter in the search field. Click the Attach button under the article summary to attach the article to your case. Attached articles appear under the Articles section of your case detail and are available to your customer. You may need to scroll down in your case detail to find attached articles. When the customer clicks the article link, it will open up for them in the customer-facing help and training portal. What if when you searched, you didn't find what you were looking for? Let's look at other ways to find content. Enter your search terms in the search field and click the magnifying glass icon. You can filter by articles only, which returns documentation and knowledge base articles, or by other content types like ideas and answers community posts. You can also search by clicking the apps menu and selecting Agent Search. This opens a search tab in the Unified Agent console. If you're working outside of the UAC in the Sales app, click Agent Search in your list of tabs. Use a third-party search engine like Google or Yahoo if and only if you can't find relevant information in the knowledge base. If you're able to find an article or a document that fits your needs through a third-party search engine, be sure to return to the knowledge base with the article or document number and write a KB feedback. Make sure to provide the exact search terms and phrases you used in the third-party search engine that didn't return the results you expected in the Salesforce knowledge base. Congratulations! You've completed the Getting Started with Knowledge Management Knowledge Overview module. You've learned how to describe knowledge management, how knowledge benefits you, how to search the knowledge database, what metadata is and how it impacts article findability, how to differentiate between content types, how to evaluate content for accuracy, how to submit a KB feedback, and how to share articles with customers. Now, in the next module, let's take a deeper dive into article creation and learn about the knowledge content standards.